Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for March 19, 2020. This is our super quick overview, or rundown if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Google dropped the latest Android 11 developer preview, which brings with it some brand new features and UI tweaks. The most notable is the inclusion of an eyes open being a requirement for the Pixel 4's face unlock feature. There's also so much more on top that we've been delving in over the past 24 hours. So if you have the time, go check out our extensive coverage on site. There's a hell of a lot to dive into. The latest Stadia app update is preparing to add support for the official Stadia controller to work wirelessly with your Android phone, which is great news for anyone who does use the official controller and doesn't want to have to plug into their smartphone. Our dig-in has also found that in future there might be some exclusive Stadia Pro tier only games, although it's not clear how that will work in practice. A brand new Fitbit fitness tracker has arrived at the FCC, which we believe is the Fitbit Charge 4 thanks to some leaked retail listings. While we still don't know what Google has in store for Fitbit, the new releases could hint at upcoming integrations and more for the fitness tracking firm. Google's Advanced Protection Program is now rolling out for Android for enhanced security that allows you to lock down accounts from targeted attacks. This new enhanced security will block apps from being siloed via ADB when using a PC. It also blocks installations from outside the Play Store from unknown sources. And finally, live conferencing platform Zoom is currently being bombarded with negative reviews now that we're seeing spikes of usage as people shift from standard working locations to a working from home model. The sheer volume of negative reviews has taken Zoom from a respectable 4.4 star review all the way down to a 2.4 rating. Although it appears that Google is now removing insincere or false reviews that it believes have broken the Play Store's terms and conditions. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.